Well, Ukraine politicians will travel to Saudi Arabia today in advance of tomorrow's talks with their US counterparts. President Zelensky is travelling to the kingdom, but he won't be taking part in the talks. We're joined by Roland Oliphant, senior foreign correspondent with Britain's Daily Telegraph newspaper. Roland, thanks a million for joining us. Donald Trump, in an interview with Fox News last night, said Ukraine may not survive. Those were his words, as the pressure from him grows on Zelensky to surrender territory to Russia. So these talks, well, they could either be a moment of catharsis or another round of brutal punishment for Ukraine.
Yes, quite. I mean, the point to make, of course, is that Zelensky's being excluded because it's been made pretty clear to him that neither the Americans nor the Russians want him in the room. They see him as a problem. So far, the US government has imposed all kinds of punishment on Ukraine, but not much on Russia. Since Donald Trump came to power, in order to force a what they would call a ceasefire. At the moment, if they continue on that course, it looks like it will simply be a path towards Ukraine being forced to capitulate to Russian terms.
And is that what we can expect as a basis for these talks, at least tomorrow, that the United States will continue to push Ukraine, will continue to push them to move further back from their red lines?
Well, I mean, we understand that Donald Trump has already said, look, if you want me to switch back on intelligence sharing and arms supplies, which he cancelled over the past couple of weeks, signing the minerals deal, which was the initial excuse, is not going to be enough. He also wants Volodymyr Zelensky to say he will surrender territory. That has been something of a red line for the Ukrainians. They've already moved on it in a way, but they're not going to do it formally. And also to consider stepping down or calling early elections. So the goalposts seem to move each time Donald Trump opens his mouth, with more demands being foisted on the Ukrainians.
Roland, you were in Ukraine recently. Is Russia increasing its military pressure on Ukraine all the time?
Well, you can see it now. I mean, since over the past couple of weeks, since Donald Trump cancelled arms supplies and then even more significantly suspended intelligence sharing, Russia has taken massive advantage of that. I mean, if you were conspiratorially minded, you might say it's even a coordinated move. There's been a concerted Russian effort to crush the Ukrainian foothold in Kursk region. That was meant to be a key bargaining chip for the Ukrainians, and by all accounts that has been made possible by a lack of intelligence that would have helped the Ukrainians respond, anticipate Russian attacks, and hold their lines. So there's no doubt at all that the Russians are trying to shape the battlefield in a way that is most favorable to them in any upcoming negotiations, to essentially force the Ukrainians to accept or to concede as much as possible.
We'll be keeping an eye and an ear on those talks in Saudi Arabia over the coming days and hours. Thank you very much, Roland, for talking to us this morning. Roland Oliphant, senior foreign correspondent with the Daily Telegraph.